It is The Naked Scientist. Thank you, Helen. With Chris and Helen. And here's a question for you, Chris Davis. It's from Stephen Broyles. He's Professor of Biological Sciences at State University of New York, and he says he sends his students out into the field to do biology and ornithology recordings of various birds and things with parabolic reflectors on their microphones so that they can record their sounds that they're picking up. And he says every now and then a student returns with a recorded tape that's picked up some music or a distant radio station. Where's that coming from?
That's very interesting. I guess it all depends on what frequency their equipment's working at, but the radio stations are reflected off the Earth's ionosphere, which is an electrified layer on the edge of space, which is where the aurora interferes with. And the ionosphere by night can reflect radio stations over large distances, and during the day they're much more absorbed in the lower atmosphere. So it sounds like if they're going out around dawn, it might be just around the time that these radio stations are changing, and they're picking up signals from a distance where they wouldn't normally expect to.
Thank you, Chris. Just a very quick one. Catherine phoned in about our kitchen science, and she said that she found the balloon burst, but she did see flashes of light. So, yes, that worked. Well done, Dave.